We used to bemoan the fact that the average age of farmers was constantly creeping up, with none of their progeny wishing to take on the challenges of keeping the family farm going. Now that appears to be changing, and I know it's changing in your case. So what are your thoughts?
And I'm actually the seventh generation on my farm, but I do know there's also a lot of farms in my area that there isn't a next generation. I don't know if the demographics are truly changing, but I do know lots of people who are taking over the family farm. But I find in a lot of cases, and in ours as well, that we end up taking on the acres of those farms that don't have a successor. And we need those acres in order for us to still continue to be profitable and continue on as the next generation.
So are there other complications with succession, such as purchase or lease, just to make sure that mom and dad get their fair share to retire on?
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially with my family being multiple generations, you have to look at it at this perspective that every generation makes sure they are able to continue and like retire, right? And have enough income to do so. So it's a very complicated process of succession. And we made a plan as a family as I started joining into the business. We're following that now, but it's definitely something you need a team involved in, like your lawyer, your accountant, and other farm advisors to make sure that you can do that transition successfully and that everyone is able to kind of a decent lifestyle, and it's not skipping anybody, or you're not losing someone in the mix there. It's a pretty complicated process.
As far as technological advances, I understand you guys have an egg farm.
Yeah.
Are there ways that technology has helped improve your workload or increase the bottom line?
Yeah, for sure. For example, until I was a teenager, we had to gather all by hand. And now we've had a packer for quite a number of years now. And that just makes egg gathering take much less time. So you can put more effort into other parts of the business or spend more time doing other things to make sure your farm continues profitably. And even just the technology. So we have just invested in a new barn, and we built a new barn this last year in 2023. So that was a huge investment, but there's also a lot of new technology in that barn too that's really helping us improve things. For example, one of the biggest factors is how automatic everything is in terms of ventilation and how we have alarms on everything. So like the feed, water, ventilation, it's all automatic, and we have it set for certain parameters. So if say a fan broke in the middle of the night on a really hot night in the summer, we get notified immediately so that we can go and make sure that we get that fixed. And so then that just ensures that obviously if the hens are doing well and are more comfortable, then obviously they're going to produce better, and you just end up with an all around better bottom line.
Are there any traditional practices that are being revived?
There are some practices being pushed by the consumer in some cases, to more free run barns. And so that just means more management in a free run barn. You just have to have a little bit more of an eye on your hens. If you talk to my grandma, she'll tell you when she remembers the hens going from being on the floor into more of a cage system at that time, and how much healthier the birds were.
What do you like best about farm life that would cause you to recommend it to your peers?
The main thing is I just love being able to work with my family, and the agriculture community is just such a friendly community. And also I love just being able to know that I am producing a high quality product, a safe food product for consumers, that I know that people can go to the grocery store and get an egg off the shelf. And if it's from my farm or any farm in Ontario, I know that I'm part of producing that high quality, healthy food product.
I thank you for getting cracking on this interview.
Thank you very much.